Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. I am a Muslim. Islamite. Islamite. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
So which one will you pick? The daughter who's going to be independent?
Mm-hmm.
Or the daughter who thinks that parents have to provide for me?
Parents have to provide for me.
Thank you. You're for welcome. Picking the easiest one. Okay, I'll be the one who's going to be so selfless, trying to be independent and then providing for you as well.
Yeah, the good girl.
So this is Youth Station and welcome to today's episode.
This is Masuma.
And this is Asma. I'm being the good daughter of the family.
Oh,
and
good.
Asma also good.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Also good, but in her own way.
Yeah. So, what do you mean? You want to go out and, you know, have a good career and bring money?
Yes, why not? I'm thinking that probably finding a job is going to make me feel selfless. Yes, but more than that, independent.
So you see independence in money? In financial issues.
Yeah, and I want to help our parents because you see the bills and everything mm-hmm. and the family issues. So we have to provide and help them. Probably we need to lend a helping hand.
Yeah, sure, do that. Why not? But
this was the trigger.
The responsibility is not only income. There are other stuff that I could manage. I'm helping them. I'm helping them at home. Mm-hmm. I'm making good food. Who's feeding you? You like my food.
Of course I do, but
yeah.
I think responsibilities have to be shared. Like, if you're helping them at home, then probably I need to help them outside.
You are doing it outside. It's okay. One person could stay at home and the other person could work out.
Okay, but don't you feel like you need that sense of independence?
I feel okay.
Having your own, you don't need to take the pocket money from dad and then working on your own and then having things provided by you yourself, having your own world, definition of you yourself.
See, this dependence, mm-hmm. first of all, I don't feel a dependence. It's okay. They have to provide. So
they have to.
Yeah, they have to. It's their job. So they have to.
Who put the force?
Me? They gave birth to me?
Come on. Thank you. Thank you for appreciating what they did.
Yeah. Did they
to
ask?
To the world.
Did
bring
they ask
you.
Me? Did they ask me? No. They're happy that they
oh,
have
come
me.
Come on, you're being so cruel.
No, see, we have divided the responsibility. Why are we arguing?
Don't you think that I have chosen the easiest responsibility?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Mom can do that as well. You're just cooking.
Babe, mom is getting old.
What about you get older?
It's okay.
What about when you get older and you want to marry? You have done nothing. You've accomplished nothing except a degree.
See, unfortunately, you think I tell you everything. I have plans
what
for
are the
me.
Things you're taking?
I have plans for me. I have skills that if needed, I can earn money with them.
Count the skills, please.
See, I can work on translation. That's a skill.
Uh-huh.
I can make
Don't
websites.
Don't you have to have some resume to share with that person who's going to give you the job?
The old fashioned. You see, that's why you're older than me.
Thank
God
you.
Knew something.
Thank you.
See.
Respect was a thing in past.
Yeah. No, I still respect you. You're my dear, lovely sister. I celebrate your birthday. But listen. These skills are skills. I'm not going into a company. And even if I go to a company and they see my skills, they're going to hire me. They're going to be happy.
Oh, but things are not going to come just whenever you decide for them to come.
It's okay. Hardship is going to give me a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
This is my path. I'm happy.
You're happy.
Yeah. I'm helping at home.
I can see.
I'm getting
so
my pocket money.
So you would still cling to the idea that dad has to provide for you. Knowing that he's going through too much of difficulties and problems, you still are going to be the one who cooks at home and feels like, okay, potential skills are going to help her one day, if needed.
See, bringing money
if
was...
there comes no other provider.
For now, he is able to, so I am letting him. If one day he is not able to and you're not around, don't worry.
You are not. I like that part, you are not around.
Yeah.
So after dad, I am the provider.
You chose it yourself, sister.
I chose it for myself and for my family, not for you.
I am your family. Excuse me?
Of course you are.
Yeah.
But then you see, to provide for yourself, gives you a sense of accomplishment. Don't you think so? It's like when we go out, instead of just waiting for me to pay for the coffee, you would be the one who would courageously and bravely go and pay the bill.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's
with the pocket money daddy gave me.
Yes, but that would finish just after a week.
Are you?
There's a dead end to that.
Do you have an eye on my pocket money? You don't know how much I get.
Based on evidences. Ah, you mean you're holding that money? You're just earning all that money that I provide and dad gives you for yourself and not sharing it, pushing me into paying the bills.
No, sister, if one day you need help, I'm going to step in. Right now, everything's going fine.
Thank you for being how logical and cool you are, though you're not providing anything except the food making.
So you think if we both earn and we should work outside and also work inside, we're going to be fine? I find my peace being at home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 21st century and online is a thing. So I might start selling my cakes and stuff. So you never know what my plans are. You never know how I'm going to use my skills.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're judging way too much, sister.
By the way, I appreciate that online thing. I would love to see that. I would love to see it, not just saying it.
It takes time. Theory is not enough.
You have to practice it.
It takes time.
Okay.
We have chosen our responsibilities.
Let's get back to Youth Station. Youth Station that analyzes what happened.
Yeah, let's
go. This was the staging. And now let's move to analyzing the in between the lines. So how did you like yourself?
It was nice. Of course, in real life.
That was pretty you.
No, it was not pretty me. I work.
Yes, you work.
I work. I earn a little money.
New generations, working even online. By the way, you were supposed not to work. You were supposed to side only dad as the provider.
See, you're forcing me to stay in my character for their whole life. No, no, no. You're not my sister anymore, and I can say anything right now.
Okay, see, you feel at home?
Yeah, we're home and back. See, I never see my responsibility to earn. I think that this is men's responsibility at core point. So right now, my father, he's able, so it's okay, great. Later on, if I get married, then my husband. But in case I didn't get married and there was no husband in long years and I was still with my parents and they're getting old, right now I'm working on some skills. And it's very important in this generation, in this era actually, that now the society is ready to let women and let different ages. Now even teenagers, they're doing jobs. Of course, with their parents watching them and taking care of them, of course. But what I'm saying that if you have the potential and if you can, start it. If not, go learn the skills at least and then use it one day.
You see, Massimo, I think there's a point that you're missing. You say that I'm satisfied with the pocket money, with the notion of pocket money.
Yeah.
But there are some others who feel like this is a burden. I don't like this coming from my dad. I want to be a provider for myself. I want to feel like I am an individual who's already independent.
That's nice. If they want to, it will give them a good confidence. They will be able to support their own dreams. For example, they wanted to maybe, go to a specific vacation.
No, I'm just wondering, how is it that you don't have it?
I have it.
So you're saying...
But it's my choice. See, in real life, outside that role play, I am working on my skills. And I have, because I'm young right now, my income is not that high to support anyone. So even what I'm earning is basically a small pocket money.
Of course.
But yeah, I'm still working on it. In future, inshallah, if Allah has put it in my path, I'll receive it.
You see, I heard a sentence like, there was a time my brother had a problem with why we cannot see his point. Why, for example, he's not allowed to come late home. Late at night.
Why wanted he to be late?
And then he was just spending time with my friends. Even if we are studying, why I don't have the choice of staying in my friend's place? Why? And all of these whys.
Okay.
And then he told me one sentence, which was really, I think, a point to ponder upon.
Okay.
He said, you see, now because I'm 21, nobody allows me. But if I turn 25, and most importantly, if I have a job and if I have financial independence, I would ask no one's permission.
Oh, so he thinks that he will have all the freedom once he is financially stable?
Yes. And he's not alone. There's a clan like him. There's a huge number of youngsters who would think like him.
But also I know some people who earn more than their parents, and even they're supporting their parents, but yet they do not have that emotional independence. Even in some rare cases.
We're not talking about emotional independence. We're talking
only about financial independence.
We are talking about independence. That sense of, okay, I am a mature being. Mm-hmm. I can decide by my own for my future. The strings of my life are in my hand, not in your hand as my parent, just because you provide for me.
Uh-huh. He also mentioned the age, right? So I mean, mm-hmm. there is a noticeable time passed. Mm-hmm. So he has learned good lessons, like basic life lessons at least.
So I can see it from the other cousins who are of the same age. When they come and gather together and they talk, they would start nag about their condition mm-hmm. and say, you're very right. If we didn't study, if we didn't go for university and we were having another job, probably comparing themselves to another person who didn't pick university and went for a job.
Yeah, who they know.
Who's making much more of money. Then we would have had that freedom. So technically it goes like this, that their assumption and their perception is just like this, that money equals independence. Equals authority and equals freedom.
I see their point. But I also know in some families, you don't get the freedom even after you're earning.
Yeah.
For the whole house.
Yeah.
You're the breadwinner, but still you're not the winner of the argument.
Yeah. You're earning money for yourself, but you cannot earn decisions for yourself.
Yeah. At least not at that point.
Yeah.
I would like to say that.
So all I'm trying to say is that we're talking the language of the people who are listening to this. We're trying to mention your own concerns. So there are some youngsters who believe that financial independence is a must and it's not a choice.
And it's everything. But at some point they will learn it's not everything.
Which point? Which point exactly we'll learn that it's not everything? I told you, money means freedom. Money means independence.
But I also told you about the families that don't give the freedom even after money.
But I am very sad to drop this point.
Yeah.
That some youngsters would turn the cruel side.
Oh, okay.
And then they would, because you know,
yeah.
We all know how the reality of the world works. Family has got authority to some extent.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. I see that.
To some extent, which is respect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not called fear because we're living in 21st century. It's not. I do believe that if there is a thing that any individual would want to do in this world, they can do. But if they don't do it, it's because of that emotion that you mentioned. Emotionally, they're attached to their family.
Uh-huh.
Emotionally, and more important than emotionally, religiously and spiritually, they have this connection to God, and they know that God is going to ask them about their family relationships. Specifically about the parents.
Parents.
So technically they're considering God.
Yeah.
If they're not doing what is their right and the parents are not giving them. So better it be done by consent, like family and youngsters come to mutual understanding.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if financial independence is going to give you a self of achievement, then probably yes. Why not?
Yeah, sounds cool.
Yeah. And if you think that family have to provide for you, I think you need to
change my mind.
I'm talking my own perspective.
See. Oh,
again, we need another episode probably, because I do believe that, as you said, based on religious teachings, girls and boys are different entities.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So girls are not supposed to be providers.
No, they don't have to.
They don't have to.
If they want to help in their own ways,
yeah.
Yeah, most welcome.
Yeah. And I think we can have another discussion on that.
Yeah.
Still, as your sister, I do believe that you have to go and check your abilities.
Okay, sister.
Financially, independence is a thing.
And you'll cook.
Yeah, and take care of yourself. So, I'll cook and you provide the money.
Sure.
I'll cook even more delicious than you. Go and take care of yourself.
Bye.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings. Be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.